The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Welcome to BreezeLine, where reliable, fast internet is great for studying, but even better for gaming. Score big with 200 megabits per second internet for just $19.99 a month for 2 years. You could save even more money if you or a roommate have a Pell Grant. Plus, get free Wi-Fi your way home for powerful Wi-Fi in every room. There's no data caps, contracts, or hidden fees, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Now go get that score up. I mean, GPA. Go to BreezeLine.com/OSU to learn more. Service subject to availability. New customers only. Terms and conditions apply.
I brought my agent to my show in the main room.
Oh yeah, how'd it go?
I bombed my dick off. Farting in regular yoga class, fine. Farting in hot yoga is...
First of all, just want to touch on that. Not fine to fart in regular yoga class. Do you know how many shows I've done with people I didn't want to fucking see? I don't. A million?
All of my bridesmaids are wearing potato sacks. I don't give a fuck. I wish I was worse when I drank so I'd stop. Boy, the dicks I've sucked for literally nothing. Ah, here we go again.
Welcome to Slut!
Oh yeah. Should we get married? All right.
Welcome to Slobs. I'm Laura Bites. We don't introduce ourselves at the beginning of this. Thanks for joining us.
Should we? I mean, we do it in the intro, I think. It goes like, it's already been done. If you're listening, you probably skipped the intro at this point. Don't forget to leave us reviews if you haven't already. Loving the reviews.
Yeah, we do love when you comment some weird things. So some weird ones, and we don't hate them.
Yeah, we don't hate them. Maybe I should have pulled them up. We'll do it next episode.
And if you don't like the podcast, shove it up your butt.
Yeah,
also, say anything.
Why are you here?
This is like our 30th episode. Why are you still listening?
30th episode? It's 13. Ooh, unlucky spooky.
Spooky.
Still, 13 hours of us? You've been listening to us for 13 hours and you don't like us? Get fucked.
Literally,
yeah.
Take my fingers, put them in your ass. Oh, speaking of that. Speaking of that, okay, good segue. Look at this. Jess and I are doing School of Thought. You've done it.
Yeah, Stacia Powell's program.
Yes, it's amazing. So far, all I eat is ground turkey. I want to kill myself. Anyways, so I got hammered last week. I was like, I have one more week of fun. I got fucking blackout on stage every night. So I did the show called Peacock on Thursday at Club TG in Atwater. Really cool venue, cool show. I don't know what I said. There was this little gargoyle in the corner yapping up. He was getting on my nerves. So I said I said something like, shut up, or I said something along the lines of I'll put whatever I said. He DMs me and says, hey, it's the guy from the corner. Can't stop thinking about what you said, where you'd put your fingers in my butt and spin me around like a plate. If you're feeling kinky, reply. Are you sick in the head? First of all, I was like, I don't remember saying that at all. Second of all, and he was a tiny little guy. I probably could do it if I really wanted to, but I'm
a
like,
little basketball.
Yeah. I'm like, you honestly thought, like a spinning plate. Remember that back in the day when you spin plates? I'm like, you
that
actually sat
skill.
There thinking I was going to fuck. Are you nuts?
Oh my God.
You thought that was me hitting on you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, shit, this is my, that's your in?
That's your in. Literally, that's your in.
That definitely sounds like something that you would say. And that reminds me of something. I had a couple friends come out to a show recently. One of them is a short man. And I heard that he was sitting just looking so offended during your short guy material. And I had to explain after. I was like... She, I feel like, really clearly makes herself part of the butt of the joke. Like, it's not just like, fuck short guys. It's a very clear juxtaposition of like, his foot was this size. Why would you go bowling which is the only thing where you have to say your shoe size. And then you're like, I'll have a size 14, please. Or like, whatever you say.
Oh my God, that is so funny. He was that offended.
He was offended. It was a
short
story.
Guys get...
I didn't even talk to him about it. I just heard about it, that he was just like, he was there with a date and he was...
Oh, was she laughing?
Probably.
Oh man, this has made my fucking week. I love that. Fuck you. Also, I'm fucking the short guys. He probably didn't get laid tonight. I probably would have fucked him.
He did get laid.
You pig.
Oh, and he still, it's like, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're
dude.
Welcome,
like,
you idiot.
She had a sense of humor about it, and then she fucked you because a woman made her laugh.
She loved the show.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She loved the show.
The amount of people who get fucked after a show because they're having endorphins that have nothing to do with mm-hmm. the person they're
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Mind-blowing.
It's, yeah,
they're
like, literally.
They're high because of what we said.
100%.
And
unfunny guys can take women to shows, make them laugh mm-hmm. all night, pay to make them laugh all night, and then you get fucked because she had a great time.
Yeah, and she associates
we did that.
With you.
We yep. did that.
Yep. Yeah, you're done. Fucking welcome, little guy.
Yeah, what the also, how are you offended when the whole joke is I only fuck small men?
Right, right.
I'm currently right now fucking a guy my height.
Well, and again, you have that smaller, like hilarious smaller, act smaller. Out of you fucking him up against the wall.
I've been there,
picking
done that.
Picking him up yeah. and fucking him up against the wall. Like the joke is, you are such a huge part of that joke that it's, I don't understand how you could be short and get offended by that.
It's
but I've also
crazy.
Never been a short man, and I guess it's a whole, it's the worst well, thing in the world. And
there's just so many people who like everything's funny. Oh, until it's about me personally.
Yes, yeah. that's exactly
like,
it.
I would love to fuck a guy smaller than me. Just pick him up with my arm strength and like fuck my pussy over. Ah,
I'm
you
not
know?
Gonna lie. Yeah, there's a guy I keep seeing around here. Little guy.
Little
guy I keep seeing around here. I'm like, I want to fuck him.
Give it to
I just
him.
I want to pick him up and throw him around. I don't know what it is.
I've never That's understood hyper. Like the short guy hate or like bald guy. Like, I don't understand what, I think that women pick out these characteristics and then use them as status symbols. And then it's like,
or just
I don't
arbitrary
know.
Things to block yourself from maybe finding a good partner.
Really? Mm-hmm. And it yeah. really is like devaluing yeah. men for no fucking reason.
I'll say this about bald guys. And someone on the internet's going to be like, this is body shaming. Just be bald. Here's what I would rather you
no,
do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop clinging to your three hairs.
Yeah, yeah. The Homer Simpson. Yeah. The comb across.
Also, the idea that somehow it's more socially accepted to have a toilet bowl of hair around your head
yeah.
and then nothing.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what
yeah.
like that
they
looks
do.
Insane.
They need to just cut it.
Just uh-huh. like what are you holding on to when it's oh you're not fooling anyone. We see
it is a funny look.
We
though,
think
it's
so
guys are,
funny.
I've thought Bruce Willis was hot since I was like. Pathologically young to
oh,
think
yeah.
that he was hot. Like bald guys are hot.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
100. You're 100% right.
Die hard?
People lose their hair because of high testosterone.
Don't I know it?
And yeah. oh, you're you got a
I
bald know guy.
I have a very hot bald boyfriend.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
And guess what? Yeah, if you just get rid of it. A lot of people are getting plugs. A lot of guys are like going
you know,
to Mexico.
It looks ridiculous.
It looks crazy.
But our, oh, I'm sorry.
No. I was, it, go ahead.
I will. On our first date, Dave, it turned me on so much. I thought it was so attractive, the confidence, because he was like, well, what else? I'm balding. And he took his hat off and he was bald. And I thought that that was so hot because he just fucking owned it. He
yeah.
wasn't trying to like hide it, you know.
Although, what you guys didn't meet on an app.
No, we
you
met
in
really
person. Out. I was gonna.
He was wearing a hat. He was oh, wearing, yeah, yeah. A, wearing hat a hat when I saw him the first time. But
that's
he was wearing a hat with a wig attached to it.
It was one of the dreadlocks.
And you're like, that guy looks fun.
I'm Dave. And you're like, why do you have that weird Rastafarian accent? Yeah, that's
true love.
Dirty Dave. Yeah. You don't know about him. Oh my god. Fuck. No, it's I've noticed like on the apps now that I'm out on the apps,
mm-hmm.
when I see a hat in every picture, I think you're bald and you're lying about it.
Yo, that's exactly
the
what it is.
The same way it's like
sunglasses every photo.
In every picture.
Lazy
What's
eye.
Going on?
I'll tell you what it is.
Or close together
guy.
Eyes.
Oh, I had a guy. It was, oh no, his eyes were
eyes.
So close together. They were so small and so dry. Something was wrong. No, it was, they were, he literally was on a date. I remember he came to the I was at Comedy Mix in Vancouver.
Vincent
and I matched, came to a show. He comes to a show, takes glasses off, and I was so rude to him. I go, oh God, that's the guy? I go, your eyes look nothing like that. I was so rude. He hung out with me all night, and then his dick ended up smelling, and I had to leave his house. It was a whole thing. But anyways,
the
before,
guy with crusted over eyes didn't have a clean dick?
So tiny and close. I can't do anything about that, but also show him off
just
in the photo.
Honest, yeah.
You think I'm every photo I'm like this, covering my nose? Hey boys.
Can you imagine?
I'm never looking on the side. Like, I know what I have here. We're showing it off.
But here's the problem, and I think I've said this before. There's such an ongoing, and it's a hacky bit at this point, of they don't look anything like their photos, that I'm like, well, if I put a photo where I really look like me, you're going to think I'm even uglier than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because I'm trying to look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you mean I didn't have my professional hair done and makeup?
Yeah.
You fuck, yeah. Or you want me to show up looking like that? You got to fucking earn it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not I'm not penciling in my eyebrows until I know your dick is good.
I do think it's a good idea on a profile to show the extremes of your range.
Yeah.
So show one where you look more natural. You're maybe out on a hike having a good time.
Yeah.
And then show one where it's like, this is what I clean up too.
Yeah.
You need to be a nine.
Yeah. I have some, like, I think some like a bathing suit to see that I'm not, you know, we're wide. We're a wide gal. Speaking of eyebrows, this just reminded me, this is very funny. So I'm... to the guy that I've been talking to for a bit, we're still talking to each other.
Is this the one we know about?
Is this the older gentleman or the smaller gentleman?
All right, okay.
So
it's all relative, by the way.
It's all relative. So I do draw my eyebrows on. I got them microbladed on several times. They are drawn on, okay?
I'm so afraid of this story.
So what? Here's the problem. It's getting hot. It's getting hot. And we were fooling around. And I look down. Both my eyebrows were on his head. Like they had like, we were sweating so bad. And I started like rubbing his forehead. This has happened before. This is not the first time it's happened. I think I used to have a joke about this, but I stopped doing it. But like I looked at his forehead and I just saw two crooked eyebrows. I was like, ah! And I had to like wipe them off.
Wipe away like a mom being like, you've got schmutz.
Yeah, literally you got a little schmutz in your face there. Like it's bad. And then I had to go to the bathroom. I'm like, oh, my eyebrow's off now. Like one eyebrow is smeared off. Like it's bad. He did not notice. Thank God. But I'm like, how embarrassing if he went to the bathroom and just saw two drawn eyebrows.
Also, honestly, a man our age, if he doesn't know that we fill our eyebrows in, he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
you got eyebrows on your face. You want to know why? Because I gave it to you good, bitch. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I gave it to you good, bitch. Get over here and give him two more.
But also that he doesn't notice.
Give him back.
Give him back. Hey, can you come here for a second? Gonna stamp the eyebrows.
Yeah, it's just expensive. Yes. You're just rolling him on your head, trying to glue it back on. But also, also though, that men are so blindly horny that like he doesn't notice your eyebrows are missing.
Yeah, they're off. They're smeared or they're smudged.
He goes and looks in the mirror and is trying to wipe the eyebrow off the mirror.
What's going on over here?
Oh yeah, it was very embarrassing.
Wow. That's
very embarrassing.
Yeah, I used to have a friend who, well, she used to do stand up, and now like, and she, you know, quit years ago. But she did a lot of makeup all the time, like, and she was self aware enough to be like, yeah, drag queens, like that's her inspiration. Just, but she's like, she's like, I can't sleep over at a man's house. If I wake up, his pillow looks like he smothered a clown.
Yeah,
like, she's like, literally, my full face is just in the pillow. It's the funniest shit I've ever heard. Like, but that's comes with the territory.
Yeah,
you're either gonna get me natural, which isn't gonna be the hottest person on earth, according to, well, I mean, none of it's never.
You're gorgeous. You're a fucking knockout. I don't know what you're talking about.
And you also have very good skin. Like, you're not wearing anything right now, are you?
I think I have on a tinted moisturizer. I might have a little bit on.
Yeah, I have to. I have a really red face, like an old fucking Legion Hall alcoholic.
Me too.
Like it's so red. So I'm so nervous.
I'm just kidding.
I have a lot of like acne scars.
So I have like every day, like, and when I wake up, when this younger man's sleeping over, I get up in the morning, I'm so self-conscious, I go like put cover up on before I wake up and make a beer. Especially my nose, I'm like, I can't have a big red honking fucking Rudolph in the morning.
And
it's
then you go lay back down and pretend to wake up.
Yeah, I'm like, good morning.
I totally did that. I had like tinted moisturizer and I would like sneak into the bathroom with Dave for like a very long time.
That's so funny. I want to do it once where I actually put on way more makeup than I had the night before.
Yeah, you wake up, you full lipstick.
Fake eyelashes and there's like glitter and I'm like,
did you add eyelashes?
You're wearing a full gown? Oh, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Just with a weird golden cup of tea.
Yeah.
Where did you get the cup from Willy Wonka? What are you doing right now? Bite it.
Look, I'm back on the market. I got to start mixing it up. You got to have fun out there.
What apps are you on?
Well, just submitted my application for Lox Club. If anyone can get me in,
what's that?
Lox, like L O X? Is that
L-O-X,
a Jewish one?
It's Raya for Jews. So
Jesus, it's the most exclusive thing I've ever heard in my life.
And really, yeah, Jesus.
I thought
is
Raya
not on
was
it.
For Jews, but here we are.
Well, is it? I can't get on, and I look Jewish.
Neither can
fuck
I.
You, Raya.
Neither
you
can
bitch.
I.
If you're listening,
well,
I don't fuck made this
on?
App. Yeah, what the heck?
I tried to get on. I'm still waitlisted. I mean, I tried before I had a boyfriend.
Yeah. I just found out somebody I know, Jared Goldstein, comedian. Mm-hmm. He just got off the waitlist 7 years. He said he just got put on.
Are you fucking
and he's
kidding me?
Hot as hell.
Well, and here's what I think, and I think this because what a dumb thing to say. I think it because somebody said it. They overdid the women. They added too many women and not enough men. So I think this could be false. I think they really slowed down on letting women in or overcompensating.
Seven
which, by the
years.
Way, a lot of men who it's like, well, if this is exclusive, what the fuck is this guy doing here?
I don't know how you guys feel. If someone makes me knock on a door for 7 years, by the time they answer it, all I'm going to say is go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Your main profile picture.
I don't
want to
be in the fucking club anymore.
No, I'm pissed.
Asshole.
Yeah. No, I'm literally pissed.
But you should be.
It's also.
We know comics who are on it who are bad.
And not comics. By the way, I just want to say this. For the amount of people on dating apps that call themselves comedians, do not ever get medical advice from someone calling themselves a doctor, because I think people are just blindly making shit up.
Yeah, at this point.
Here's the other thing, though. Even though I'm on it, and it's kind of like, I'm kind of on it to like, I want to see who else is on it.
No, oh, yeah. Oh,
by the way, the amount of men who are objectively in their 50s being like, I'm 35, mind blowing.
Every second man is a liar.
Do you know what they say if you ask them about it? They're just like, well, I like dating younger women, but they don't set their age range as old as I am.
They don't want
to
date you.
Yeah, about my age. Yeah, because they don't want to fucking date you.
They don't want an old penis that's tucking in and not going straight, you idiot. What are you talking about?
A man who can't have a kid, honestly. Yeah.
I will say my age is 4 years younger. And that's because at some point I changed my Facebook age that no one can even see, by the way. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Why would
a woman living in Hollywood think like she needs to pretend to be younger? I don't know. And now I think it's stupid, but it won't let me fucking change it. So in my profile, I'm just like, look, I'm 34, not 31.
That's not a big gap. That's not a gap.
Like if you're like, well, if you're not 31, I'm out. It's like, I'm not pretending to be 17.
No. Yeah.
But also, I don't know if I'd be interested in the guy who felt like he needed to meet someone on an exclusive app anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what, do you think you're better than people? But then
he might have more apps than just that.
That's true. I do. I finally made a Hinge because I put that one off because that's where I met.
I met some nice guys on Hinge. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of success stories.
Yeah.
I thought I had a success story, to be honest. Hinge?
You did.
You did. But then he decided to be a giant piece of shit.
Yeah, and now it should be unhinged, because that's how I feel.
Yeah.
But the guy you met was a nice guy. Yeah. That's not Hinge's
fault. No, I've heard a lot of good Hinge stuff. The smaller guy I'm talking to. Hinge. I need to announce this because it's a very big deal for me. This is the longest I've ever been off the apps. I have been off for over a fucking month.
Awesome.
And that's crazy. That sounds sick that it's been that long, but I'm like, and I know, what's his name? The guy I'm talking to, I know, I'm sure he's still on the app stuff because we're not like official or whatever, but I'm like, I feel good.
Yeah.
It's such a, you need to be on it.
It's unhealthy,
but it's like, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I have so much to fucking do right now. But I'm like staring at it like it's stupid.
I feel like I kind of have to. I need to get back
you
out
need to.
There
you
and,
have
like,
to. You have no choice.
Just fucking... Or do it's like part of me wants to be like, fuck men, but then I'm horny. And also,
you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
But it's nice to look.
I also think it's, I found it helpful when I was on the apps to delete them from time to time, just to look around, see that there are nice people in the world.
Yeah.
Because I think that if you get too into it and you spend too much time on them, it can feel like those are the only single men, and that's not true. Like, there are single men who are not on the apps.
But where? Yeah.
And there's just something very unnatural that doesn't feel good about swiping through a Rolodex of just information. No.
Yeah, especially because, and like, I feel like maybe it's easier for men. I don't know if I like you just based on your photos. And
you really don't.
Although, you know what I've decided is that, like, I'm just swiping away. That's left, right? Is, like, not into you. If I don't think that you're immediately hot, I'm not like, well, let's see what's going on. I used to be like, well, let's read their profile. Because I feel like sapiosexual in a way that like, oh, if we got along, I would see you as more attractive. But I'm like, that's not what this is for. I will meet that person out in the wild.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to fucking shoot for the stars.
Yeah, these apps are made just for you to be like your immediate fucking reaction to someone's face. Yeah. It's sick.
Which is disgusting.
No, it's gross.
And it's also, I wonder now if like men are completely destroyed. Like if men who haven't already found love, how hard it is to find someone without, because they know there's that like immediacy out there.
And on apps, like the guys I've met and dated, I haven't had the experience of being like, oh, his pictures look okay, but he's hot in real life. I've had the experience of being like, this guy is impossibly hot, and then meeting him and being like, oh, he's cute, and then dating him.
Yeah, you know? Like you were never like, I can't be around.
So I think
too.
It's fair to expect the person to be less attractive than their five best pictures or whatever.
That's
not an insult to anybody. It's just you choose pictures where you look good.
Yeah. Anytime I swipe right on a guy who I thought was super hot, they'd match me and then immediately unmatch me. So I'm like, well, you know what? We're shooting down.
Have you ever had comics do that? I've had comics do that to me where we both swiped right and then I saw their picture go away. And I was like,
fuck you.
You swiped, motherfucker.
Also, I'm too good for you.
Yeah.
You
fucking asshole.
Fuck you big time. I also had one time had a guy I matched with, very hot photos, not unmatched with me, message me and go, sorry, I didn't mean to swipe on you.
Oh my God,
I've had that so many times.
But also then I'm like, are you trying to like get me to be pissed and this is some sick fucking thing?
Yeah, it is.
Why would you?
Because it's such, I've had that more times than I can explain. Like, it's crazy and that's so fucking common.
Yeah, it's like, oh God, I'm so devastated that you.
Yeah,
you know
who
fucking
are you?
Matches women are getting, by the way, because men just sit there and go.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much anyone.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you think, oh, the one that got away, I'm devastated. Dude, fuck you.
No,
and
fuck
the surfboard you came in on your stupid profile picture.
A lot of surfboards.
Like, yeah.
Speaking
the
of
surfboard you surfed in.
Men that we hate right now, we just found out. So our last episode, you listened to it, we were talking about, you know,
how Steph could easily be the penguin
from
in the remake or team up with Danny DeVito.
We found out Colin Farrell is being the new penguin.
Penguin.
Oh, good. Picked a hot guy.
It's not a hot character. Also, I'm so fucking sick of them being
be fucking short and stout. It's the penguin.
It's a fucking
insane.
Penguin.
Think a penguin,
it's a penguin
is. Pick someone who looks like a penguin. Like I'll go out onto the street and find you 10 guys who look like penguins on Sunset right now.
Literally.
Yeah.
It's a million actors are short and
I
wide. What are you talking about?
Half my matches on these dating apps would be. And it's like, I'm just so fucking sick of Hollywood being like, oh, let me stretch this hot person's range by letting them play an ugly person.
Fuck you.
Who'd they cast, by the way? I don't even know the actress. They're remaking Matilda, and they put some actress in a fat suit to play Trunchbull.
Are you joking?
Fuck you.
Are you kidding me?
We're done with fat suits. Fat people are what's in now.
Trunchbull was the iconic in that role.
Yeah.
She was exactly what you're supposed to fucking look like and be, and that's her fucking body.
Sick. And also, here's the worst part, is I found out about this story because I saw someone tweeting about it, but not because they cast a skinny woman to wear a fat suit, because they were like, oh, why? Because she's intimidating. Does she have to be fat? Why can't she be? And it's like, fuck you, let her be fat. She's literally described as like
fat.
Very large, very scary, and it's
that's who she is.
It's a fat character, let her be fat.
Because she was written
like
that.
No one has any problem with anyone being thin, by the way. No one is ever like, well, why does she have to be thin? That only comes in when it's like fat people.
Yeah, and they're like, you know, it's just...
Oh, so because she's me. Although there are a lot of really offensive fat characters. Medusa, when was the last time you watched The Little Mermaid?
Oh,
that's
Ursula.
Fucking offensive.
Ursula,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Medusa wasn't fat.
They do use fat to be like... bad. This person
also
is all around
I
bad.
I would argue, though, they use extremes because you look at other like witches, like Maleficent is
true.
Crazy skinny with cheekbones, mm-hmm. and it's just like this like
that's
tall, skinny. And I think it's just to create like a caricature of a person.
It's also the idea of putting on like a fat suit or prosthetics and stuff is so crazy when there's so many other fucking talented actors. I have an example the troll role that I didn't get when I booked the troll commercial. I saw the girl who got it. They had to put serious nose prosthetics on her. Hello? You wouldn't have had to do shit.
You also would have saved money.
Barely makeup, put on a hat, put on a cloak. There we go. Are you crazy?
You should find her and start tweeting to cancel her.
I was so mad. I'm like, why would you fucking do this? I hate that shit. We live in hell. This is the city
shit.
Yeah,
that's a whole level of stuff that I am not enjoying in this business is watching the people who got the role that I... did a self-tape for.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like, fuck me.
It's like, why did I ever even try?
Oh, it's the exact performance I gave, but from a way thinner, younger woman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Anything I don't book, I see the commercial and I go, oh, she doesn't have a double chin. Oh, okay. All right.
The only observable difference is her weight and age.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, literally. Talent, same. Like, it's... I hope we're getting better. It seems I thought we were, but
I think
it seems
we
like...
are, but it's like maybe there's just so far to go. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to keep bitching about this, but we'll be right back.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Okay, we're back and we're still fucking complaining about it. But Then, okay, here's where I get tripped up. Obviously, especially commercials, I feel like they're always, it's going to be like, you're going to run into shit like that. And we're seeing it in like movies with Colin Farrell and this, whoever they
call. Colin Farrell. If you're listening to this, you idiot.
Yeah.
You jerk.
Also, if you're listening to this, could you tweet about it?
Thank you for listening, first of all.
Also,
fuck you.
Yeah.
He just took an audition the same way as anyone else does. It's not his fault. It's casting's fault.
That's also when
people go after, like, trying to cancel the actor. Like, Scarlett Johansson constantly is in roles where they're like, fuck you. But it's like, what?
She got cast.
Yeah, she got cast.
She did the audition. She got cast.
And then there are moments where I do have the thought of, like, well, it's acting. So if, and I think the line should definitely be drawn at, like, if it's a fat character, cast a fat person. You couldn't find one talented fat person? Did you look?
Mm-hmm.
But when people go, oh, the character's gay and that's a straight actor, I do have the thought of, like, but it's acting.
Right.
And, like, it's like no one's trying to cancel Neil Patrick Harris for his character on How I Met Your Mother, who was, like, a straight playboy. And so
have been so many gay actors for so long playing straight roles that now that there are
gay,
like,
roles,
roles, it's like you're really putting a straight guy in there to do an impression of a gay person that he learned from this gay actor who got fucking overlooked for this role that he would have
I think that's the kind of thing
where it's like technically they're not doing anything wrong and that's why they're getting away with it. Honestly, all these casting directors do is find the biggest face, the biggest name to slap on their product so that it sells tickets, so that everyone makes the most money that they can make. And that's what they do.
No one's taking a gamble on, like, talent.
Casting directors are just as fat and ugly as anybody else.
Anytime I read for a pilot out here, I'm like, this is going to celebrity. And then I see the show, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's...
Every time.
No one knows why. I'm like, it's not me.
Unless it's like the funny friend, and then the role is like the most degrading script you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. And like, I don't
know. Whale walks in with her leg just dragging behind.
I'll never forget the fucking donut audition. Fuck you, you skinny bitch, eating a box of donuts off my lap while driving. Like, is that
crazy?
Is this what people write? That's the crazy thing, too, is like, we're the ones who write this stuff. I'm like, who is writing this shit? Have you never been around a fat person before?
Yeah.
They're just regular people.
Yeah.
Just
enjoying
a donut. Not always fucking having donuts fall off them. Yeah. You know how fucking we would have been the popular ones in high school if we had donuts raining donuts.
Yeah. It's also like the way that women are shamed for their bodies. You think a fat person is eating the donuts while they're driving in public? No.
No.
They're doing it alone at home crying.
They're hitting five different donut places, stocking up. I mean, I have driven while eating pizza out of the box in the seat next to me.
Oh.
But not with someone in the passenger. Actually, no, I've done that.
And I'm certainly not leaning out the window with it in my hand and being like, fuck you. Yeah. Like, no, I'm in my car going...
Honestly, the more we talk about this, the more I'm like, no, I have actually done all of these things. But I did them.
But how dare you write that?
To try to be funny because I was being such a caricature of a fat person.
It's just.
We got to stop talking about donuts because, you know,
they just sound great? One just melt in your fucking mouth. We got to go get lunch after this.
We got to get lunch after this.
We got to go get a macro-friendly lunch. This.
I've already tracked my lunch I'm going to be enjoying today.
I meant to, because we were planning this before we were going to go to Sweet Greens.
Say the name again, because I really hate how much they charge for their proteins.
Yeah, fuck you. And that's all I'm getting. God damn it. Yeah, no, I had my original macros planned. Then today was the day my boyfriend was moving out. And I was like, I'll just go for a walk with the dog. And then went to an outdoor restaurant with my dog and shoveled a sandwich in my face. But then I got the ingredients and I put it all in there. And
I have a real hard time believing that, because you and I are on the same macros, right? 25, 35, 40?
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing that you can't find room for a little bit of lettuce in there, some vegetables, maybe a little bit of dressing. They have great dressings there. None of them have added sugar.
At the
secret place, yeah.
At the secret place we will not mention again.
We won't mention because I don't care for how much they charge for sweet potatoes, which I will be getting today.
Oh my God, sweet potatoes. I wore out my carbs. Yeah, I got 9 carbs. It was a massive sandwich. I've got 9 carbs left. I could have a bite of your sweet potatoes and 57 protein. I'm getting a plate of chicken.
Can't you add more to your snacks or something? I always just keep adding until it evens it out again.
And here's why.
Do you want to see what I got going on for today?
here's why you probably
although
can't
I've
believe
got like
it.
2,000 calories going in here.
Oh,
you
I
guys
have
are wild.
I literally have half of your calories.
Oh yeah, I have 1,945 calories in.
Oh my god.
Oh, because you're doing maintenance calories.
Yeah.
We're doing weight loss calories, and I'm not a real size human. So everyone in my group's like, oh god, how am I going to get 1,500 or 1,600 calories? That's a lot to eat. And I'm like, well, I'm out of my 1,100 calories.
Yeah, my maintenance are like 1,569.
I think that's what I'm at right now.
I mean, my weight loss is 1,569. My maintenance is like, I don't know. I haven't even really asked Stacia about it. I'm just focusing on the macros right now. And then on
and not
having
the number
it,
of calories
being in
the
like
percentage.
A slight caloric deficit, I guess. But also, I don't.
It's also you would adjust if you started gaining weight if you were worried about it if you wanted.
Yeah.
You know?
And I'm just now going on the macros. And I'll tell you what, I feel more satisfied on these macros than I ever have in my life. And it's because with PCOS comes insulin resistance.
Yeah.
Which I've been reading about and I did not understand before. Having a diet that is lower in carbs and higher in fat and protein, I have never felt so satisfied in my life. And I feel really grateful. I also feel incredibly fucking furious that I wasn't diagnosed with PCOS when I obviously had it in middle school. And that I've been going to gynecologist after gynecologist saying, hey, this doesn't feel normal. I feel horrible. I was like missing school, missing work, like horrible pain, all of these obvious symptoms.
Mm-hmm. And
I had to call my doctor and be like, I want my hormone levels tested. It took a person who is transitioning from male to female to say everyone should have their hormone levels tested. So I finally did and found that like no doctor helped me with this.
Yeah, no, and it's so often, and I think it happens for sure disproportionately to women. It's just like a doctor thinks we're being fucking babies or like also the fact that someone could be like, this is just a normal amount of pain when it's like, do you understand the pain threshold that women have?
Even once I was diagnosed with this, which was all because of my own work that I did.
That you probably had to be very aggressive.
I couldn't get the gynecologist. No doctor has ever mentioned insulin resistance to me, which is a huge part of PCOS.
I didn't know that till this moment.
Yeah. I've done all of my own research on it. Do you know what it is?
No.
Insulin resistance.
Educate us. Please.
It is where your body is resistant to insulin. So when you eat sugars, your body releases insulin to bring your blood sugar levels back down. If you're resistant to insulin, your body keeps gushing out insulin to bring your blood sugars back down. Insulin makes you hungry. It makes you gain weight. So PCOS is linked to being overweight and obese.
Can I ask you, is that if you eat sugar or just all the time?
It's in response to like having elevated blood sugar.
Okay.
So eating more foods that are lower in carbs and have more fat and protein doesn't spike your blood sugar in the same way that eating
carbs or sugar.
Yeah. I mean, mostly like simple carbs.
So it's like your body just keeps pooping out insulin.
Yeah.
Wow.
And insulin makes you hungry. And so I was reading symptoms of insulin resistance. One of them is feeling hungry right after a meal. And I've always felt that. And I thought like, oh, I'm a compulsive eater. Like I have a problem. I always felt that. I thought it was like psychological. I thought there was something wrong with me. I've never understood it until finally reading about that. And I'm like, oh, I totally have that. And now that I'm not eating as much of foods that would spike my blood sugar, my blood sugar is not getting spiked, so I'm not gushing out this insulin, and I finally
feel full.
Like
and feel satisfied.
I'm not starving right now. I ate breakfast. I ate some eggs and a rice cake, and a piece of cheese for some fat, and I am not starving.
You might have just changed my. I mean, like
I hope I changed a lot of people's lives.
Yeah,
the amount of times
look into this, seriously. And don't let your doctors fucking tell you that something's normal when it's not.
It's also like, especially if you have insurance, fuck you, give me the test. Yeah. I mean, anyone should have access to these.
Your insurance might not cover these tests. I was told these tests might have been $550, and I was like, well, I guess I'm worth $550.
Yeah, seriously,
and I haven't heard a word, so I guess my insurance covered them, or I owe someone $550. Yeah. Either way, I'm worth $550.
Yeah. My God. I remember a few episodes ago.
It just makes me so mad because my gynecologist knows that I have PCOS. I put in like the legwork, which was a day of phone calls to different doctor's offices and my insurance company to find a new gynecologist. And so my next step is to go back to my primary care doctor and be referred to a gynecologist who I now have like the name picked out, in the hopes that this is a person who can pretend to give a shit mm-hmm. about a disease yeah. that affects women's fertility.
So many
and
women.
Anyway, it affects so many things.
It's just fucking mind blowing. I don't have anything to, I'm just, the lack of, also I feel like Western medicine and the way doctors are taught, they like leave out so many things, especially.
She left out so much shit.
By the way, anything, like any doctor that is just a regular, like went to an American medical school, Western medicine taught, I think they don't teach them a fucking thing about diet, because they are like, well, no, you're supposed to get out there and prescribe pills. And like, they, oh, you want me to get diabetes so I can fucking die trying to get like, well, whatever that shit's called. Insulin? Is it insulin?
And you know what's crazy is they just fucking eye people up. And I think that since I went in and was not overweight, I think if I went in obese, they'd be like, oh, you have insulin resistance, this, that, and the other. They would probably misattribute a bunch of medical problems to my weight.
Obesity,
I think because I went in at a healthy weight, she was like, oh, I don't need to talk to her about insulin resistance. No, yes, no, you do, because you have no idea how fucking hard it was for me to get to a healthy weight and how fucking miserable I've been, and that I've been hungry the whole time. I've been wanting to eat more food than I've been eating for my entire life, including for the last 2 years when I've been on this meal plan that was given to me by a nutritionist.
A nutritionist.
Yeah. I've like been talking about this. I'm like, I eat a meal and I want another meal. And now I finally don't. I'm just like, God, how many other people are fucking living like
seriously,
this?
Yeah. That's... Also, how do you get through that much medical school and not know? You probably can't tell by looking at someone. That's not a good, either, on either way. Like, you can't
ask
go like.
Ask me. Ask me.
Yeah. And also.
Ask me a question.
Believe your fucking patients when they say they're having problems.
Yes. I think a lot of times, I don't know if it's laziness or whatever the fuck it is when you go into these places. When I was in grade 8, I had this crazy pain in my stomach and my friend at school had an ovarian cyst rupture. And I'm like, she explained the pain to me. I'm like, oh my God, I fucking have that. I go to the doctors. They're like. I remember as a female doctor, she fucking shoves her fingers inside me. Biggest fingers I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm like, oh, I just lost my virginity to this disgusting, gross man hand doctor. Shoves her fingers inside me. She's like, no, appendicitis. And I go, I don't think so. And I explain it again. I go, my friend has it. She goes, I'm the doctor here. It's appendicitis.
The fucking complex of doctors.
Complex. Sends me to the hospital. I'm hooked up to an IV. My grandma stayed the night with me. I'm supposed to get my fucking appendix taken out the next morning. The woman doctor, I guess she's like, Mrs. Woods, I don't remember her name. She came in. I'm like, look. I'm like, I know I'm in grade 8 and no one wants to listen to me. I'm like, please, can you please just check before you fucking rip me open and see if it's a fucking, is my appendix or is my ovaries? She's like, you know what? Okay, sure. Because I was like freaking the fuck out.
We'll prove that you're wrong.
No, she literally put the thing on me, did the fucking ultrasound. She goes, you're right. You have an ovarian cyst the size of a grapefruit. And I'm like, you were gonna slice me open
and take out the wrong thing
for no reason. And she was like, I'm so sorry. And it wasn't fucking her fault. But and Dr. Andrews, you fucking bitch, the same person who fingered me gave me the wrong thing. She gave my grandmother the wrong medication. Years ago, my grandmother fainted, took it at the St. George subway station downtown Toronto during rush hour, fell face first on the subway tracks.
Oh my God.
A man had to pick her up off the fucking subway and like a dead weight. Nobody helped him. One man helped him. Oh yeah. This is Canada too. Let's remember this is Toronto.
The nicest
place
on earth.
Nicest place on earth. Picked her up, put her back on the fucking thing. My grandma had a fucked up nose, had a huge scar on her face. My grandma lived. Thank God she like just missed like the one that was like electrical. She's just like right on the wrong one. Can you imagine my grandma? Picture an old woman, a very funny image. Just an old woman just passing out flat on a subway track. Like, it's a far fall too.
That's a big.
I can't believe she lived.
Oh, lived for years after striving. God. Oh yeah, strong.
Just
woman.
Out of spite.
Is this woman still a doctor? How have you not sued her for malpractice?
She should be sued. She's like the worst doctor in the world. Also, I remember like her. I don't even think she was wearing a glove. I swear to God, when she put her fingers inside me, she was disgusting.
I swear to God, the same thing happened to me the first time I ever went to a gynecologist. I swear to God, she did not put on gloves. No. She loosened her fucking hand.
Yep.
And no disgusting. One believes me. No one has ever believed me. I know what gloves look like. I know what gloves look like.
What a glove feels like.
I watched it.
I saw it with my own eyes. I remember my very first gynecologist had one of those, she was an older woman, and she had one of those sweaters that was like an arts and crafts covered in little, like, glued on balls. And I'm like, are one of those guys, like, a sequin's gonna fall into my pussy? It's like not in a doctor's coat, it's like a little cat chasing yarn. And I was like, are we sure this isn't just a deranged woman going around being like, well, let's see if it's like my pussy, you know? It was the weirdest thing.
There's a doctor at Western Santa Monica that I would go to, is $50 to go, this is before I had healthcare. I swear to God, is this a doctor? The guy's wearing an overcoat, a fedora, and a fistful of rings. I'm like, he has a ring on every finger. I swear my fucking whole life.
A gynecologist?
No, a doctor. Oh. And I go in and he goes, so I pop my eardrum.
Like, you just described Ron Jeremy.
No,
does he have a ponytail? I think we know he does.
No, Ron Jeremy is in prison getting molested. No, nobody wants to touch him. He's disgusting.
Is he in prison?
He's in prison. He's a fucking molested bunch of people. He's disgusting.
Ugh.
Ron Jeremy's the most repulsive human being in the entire fucking world. I'm not getting this whole story, but he twisted two of my friend's nipples at Bonnaroo 1 year. He's fucking gross. No, he's...
Two of
my friends. We were on MDMA at fucking 6 in the morning, and I'm like, is that Ron Jeremy, that absolute troll sitting on a fucking bench at fucking 6 a.m.? We're high on M. He's just like, ugh. He fucking hobbles over with his fucking crooked ass fucking bow-legged feet, disgusting pig of a man, and twists both their nipples. And I was like, so high on M, I'm like... I thought I was tripping. I'm like, am I seeing this right now? He got fucking charged with assault. Also, my friend saw him at Money Mart a couple years ago trying to cash a check. You sick pig. You fucking loser. I hate him so much. I'm repulsed by him. If anybody ever shows me his penis, I will take you to court. I will never see it. I will, that's it. You will be sued for malpractice. If you show me Ron Jeremy's penis, I swear to fucking God. That should be with Blade the Penguin. He should have played the penguin when he died at the end when he was going down the river. That's Ron Jeremy. He's played the stunt double of a dead penguin.
How did they not make a fucking parody of that?
God,
also,
ew.
I gotta tell you, it took me way too long in that story to realize you meant two different friends instead of two of your friends' nipples. And I was like, how many nipples does your friend have?
No. No, two friends. One nipple he couldn't find because I guess my friend's nipple was really small and weird. The other one he found immediately. Yeah, we were all like, even the ones that got twisted were like, what? Like, we were all fucked. It was surreal.
That is
surreal.
Too much when you're sober. That,
let alone on MDMA.
Take a trip to a place I never want to be.
No, it was bad. My one friend, Alice, I remember, she saw him coming up. She went, no. And she beelined. I'm not even going near this man. And me and Julia Lackwitz, and the comedian, he kissed both of us on the cheek, and she went, stop. We took hand sanitizer before people were carrying around and wiped our faces in front of him. We were like, you're gross. Like,
disgusting.
We were so disgusting. He's disgusting.
That's fucking... I'm glad he's in prison.
For this. Yeah, he's in prison getting molested.
How do we get this? Because you're a doctor with rings.
Oh, yeah, so Mr. Ringman. But he was good for a bit there. He was...
Did he give you good advice, or was he just...
He did until I popped my eardrum, and then I went back in. He goes, you got to come back in. We got to suck that blood out. And I was like, I don't think that's real. And then I emailed my doctor in Canada, and I was like, hey, is this real? And he's like, no, absolutely. You don't get the blood sucked out. That is the worst thing you can do for your ruptured eardrum. Like, leave that be. And just naturally come out.
Did I ever tell you guys about
suck that blood out with his mouth?
Dave had to suck my ear.
Suck your ear. Would you get stung by a jellyfish in the ear?
I could not get this water out of my ear.
How did you not talk about this on my podcast? You psychopath.
I didn't think of it. I've had body problems.
He went in there
with a straw?
It was not gentle. We went in with every different thing. We literally cleared the shelf at Walgreens. Of every, yes, of course.
Yeah, she didn't go right to the mouth
sucking. I don't know.
The last thing we did, our last resort was, I was like, the suction just isn't great enough with this. This man sucked the clog out of my ear.
Oh.
And it was the only thing that would do it. My next step was to go to urgent care. And Dave stepped up.
You're moving into a studio apartment with this man. What are you talking about?
I want to marry
him. You have to marry him now.
Best.
Are you insane?
I just want to say I'm both mesmerized and disgusted.
If you ever complain about him ever, I will literally pull my ear out and go, remember this?
I need you to do that.
I couldn't even get my last boyfriend to suck the cum out of my pussy. So he's getting dirty water. Suck the cum out of my pussy. Like, just in there waiting for you. Get in there. That's how it works, guys, in case you don't know.
I hate that. That is... that's wild. I've never heard something like that. That's love. That is true love.
That's you don't.
So wait,
that go.
Okay, I gotta know a bit more about this. So when he sucked it, like, did it go into his mouth or?
He said he felt it. Yeah, it was in there.
Dave, I'm gonna, I'm going to give Dave a medal of honor.
I feel like we should all suck Dave's dick.
I think I might have to for you. If there's a night you don't feel like it, look, I'll put a paper bag on my head. He doesn't even know who
we
it
can
is.
We can get like a straw where the straw attaches the dick and we suck the straw.
Yeah.
So oh, it's not technically dick sucking.
Steffi watched your Netflix thing and he loved it and he did an impression of you. We were talking. I thanked him for picking me up at LAX and I have no idea how this. I was like, I was so tired. It was like very early in the morning. And I was like, what if I like offered my friends rides as you? And because he was like, I would only do this for you. And I was like, yeah, what if I like told my friends you'd pick him up? He was like, I would pick Steph up. She'd be like, oh, thanks for the ride or something. I don't know. I ruined it. Cut that part out.
No, but
it was
that's
really funny.
It's very sweet that he said that. But I will suck his
no
dick.
No ride for me, Dave?
He didn't have an impression of you.
Well, I'm taking the straw dick sucking offer back. Revoked.
Well, that wouldn't have felt good to anybody anyway.
Well,
no,
don't know.
It would not have.
You ever put your dick in a... No, what I'm thinking is like a device where on
the...
Like a
suction feels... isn't the point of a blowjob. No. You know that, right?
What?
You don't suck the cum out of the dick. You suck the cum out with a straw?
Not with
Wait.
No, you don't... You suck out, but from the outside, it's suction is the point of a
I mean,
blowjob.
There is suction, but
I know you're not going,
yeah, you're by just, the way, suck it out with a straw.
Okay, wait, let me.
I don't think we're picturing the same thing.
No,
I don't
we
know.
Are not.
No.
I was picturing like a Dr. Seuss level, like bamboozle giant thing where at the end it's like a, what are those fake pussies
How
called?
How could I have known
a
that?
Light?
Yeah, flashlight.
How could
yeah.
I have
flashlight?
Known that was what you were picturing?
Yeah, this is very insane.
Well, I don't know, but frankly, that you thought I meant getting in there with a straw and going.
That's what you said.
You did also do that exact imitation.
You
though.
Did that
you,
exact
yeah, you did.
In my mind,
and
it's a small device.
Yeah, you
that
did.
You said I'll go in there
device.
With a straw,
no, exactly
and then
you
did that same act out, and then you said
it was a large
the
straw.
The fact that you thought I meant the thing that I just said.
Yeah.
I clearly meant a jumbo straw that had a fleshlight attached to the end
Does
of it.
David in cursive.
It's yeah, those are the David straws.
Dummy.
Well, guys,
that takes us about up to it.
That's it. It takes us up to it, and what do you have coming up?
This will be in 3 weeks, mid-July, late July, probably after your Boston shows.
Oh, well, then nothing for you. You're going to Dublin.
Oh, there you go. That's,
there might be
that's
someone
huge.
In Dublin listening.
Well, if we have any Irish listeners, this is your week.
Yeah.
Come see
the
Laura.
Dublin Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And what about you?
If this is coming out later, if you're in Toronto, I will be opening up for Bill Burr on August 23rd, 24th. I'm very excited. I'm going to start pumping it now. I haven't advertised it yet, but I'm very excited at the biggest arena in Canada.
Holy shit!
I'm very excited. And then the day after, I'm going to try to take any fans that like me and do a doubleheader at the Comedy Bar August 25th. If you're in Toronto, please come to that. Two shows straight. By the second show, I'll be a dripping ham. So I don't know what to tell you. I'll be absolutely soaked.
Oh my God. But you're going to be in such good shape. It's not gonna fucking...
It better be.
Yeah. You're not there to see your dryness.
Yeah. I'm going to have to change clothes. There'll be two outfits.
Nobody wants a non-sweaty Steph
Although
by the end of
I
an hour.
I do think that the idea of a soaking wet person in a dry shirt is weirder than just wearing
that's,
your wet clothes.
Yeah.
You're
that's,
just in a like a wetsuit.
I'll bring a towel. Yeah. It'll be a whole thing.
That'll be great. And then at the end of August, I will be in Honolulu at the Comedy Pit.
So ooh, international. Hello.
I will let you know as soon as I don't bomb.
Well, Hawaii is in the U.S.
Barely.
I'm not in the contiguous ones.
Yeah, no,
right?
it's an escape a little bit. So, come see me there. And let's...
Subscribe, comment.
Rate. Review. Follow on Instagram.
Yeah, follow us all individually on Instagram, too, for crying in the mud.
Yeah. It's at Laura Bites, at Steph Tolov, at JMS Comedy, and at Slobs Pod.
Thank you so much for listening.
Godspeed. Don't suck cum out of us through a small straw.
Come dust and fuck off. What's our new tagline?
Blow cum and suck through
blow,
a straw.
Blow dust and fuck off.
Yeah.
I think it's
yours.
Yes. All right, get a vasectomy. Thanks, bye. None of you are mine. Follow the podcast at Slobs Pod. Follow me at Laura Bites.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.